Okay, we're talking about businesses. Should we help more businesses reopen? Is it getting kind of silly to not allow them to do it if they can figure out a way to do it social distancing and make it safe? The other issue we didn't bring up is the state and city revenues being lost by all of this, too. You know, you're starting to look at a situation. Didn't the mayor just announce something really, well, like a really big number?
She's talking about it right now. She said it looks like probably a $700 million deficit for the 2020 budget.
Whew. Wow. That's sobering.
Sobering. Open the bars.
Yeah, right. That's a perfect segue. Thank you, Steve Bertrand. Let's talk to Häagen-Dazs. He is the brew pub owner at Dovetail there in the Ravenswood corridor. And Häagen was at the meeting last night. I think it was last night or yesterday afternoon with the city licensing committee, I believe, making the plea about trying to say, hey, we can do this. We can figure out a way for brew pubs to open. Häagen, thanks for calling in to WGN.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And I should mention, Häagen and I did. You're one of the leading voices in this whole thing to try to help brew pubs. But you and I went to high school together at Lane Tech years ago.
We sure did.
So it's good to talk to you this way. Say hi to Adrian, your sister, for me. Yeah, full disclosure.
I will.
All right. So you are a very respectful person, and I know that about you. And it seemed as if you respectfully submitted a very clear outline yesterday about the way this can work. Because right now, brew pubs and taverns, and if you're mostly a bar, you can't open at all, right? Is that right? Let's just make sure we get that straight.
So brew pubs can actually open. What we are is we're a production brewery with a tap room, and we don't have a food license, and we don't have an outdoor space. So we're kind of stuck in the middle here, and the thing that we wanted to point out yesterday was that. We think it's a really good idea that the city is allowing mixed drinks to go from taverns, but we think it doesn't go far enough, and we don't think it's anything malicious or on the city's part. We just think it might be an oversight, and they might just not be familiar with our situation. So we're asking that breweries with tap rooms, and there are about 16 of us here in the city, mostly without patios, just be allowed to have some type of a temporary permission to set up a patio. In our case, in front of our tap room and in the parking lot adjacent to our building, and to do it in a way that meets the guidelines and best practices that have been published by the city.
I'm looking at you, the transcript here from what you said yesterday, and you you sounded very urgent in your appeal to them. You're asking for urgent help. There's a cash flow deficit for our brewery. We're asking reasonable requests to help us right now, basically throw a lifeline to all of us who are trying to make this work. How dire is it, would you say, in your business right now?
I mean, we're here. We're running with a skeleton crew. We have a little bit of a special situation because our business was 65% draft beer, all of that business went away on March 17th. So we made a quick pivot to canning. And we've been working on selling more of our beer through retail stores, but it's been tough. It's been tough, and we just we need all the help that we can get, especially now that restaurants have started to reopen. We've definitely seen a downturn in our tap room. We've converted our tap room to a retail store, basically, and we're doing contactless pickup and of beer for to go only.
Okay, so I your proposal is very lengthy, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds. So let's just basically, though, you would like to say, hey, if I have a brew pub, if I have a tavern, allow us to use our outdoor space, social distancing, all those rules in effect. That's what you want?
That's what we want, and we'd like to be able to do it following, you know, our idea was following a pilot self-certification model where, you know, we're business owners in good standing with the city, and we've been shown to that we operate responsibly. So we'd just like to, you know, still submit the required patio permits, but be able to open our patio right away.
Mm-hmm. When the mayor was asked about it, why carve out this and why not allow brew pubs and taverns and people that serve mostly alcohol, the response was, hey, I feel when people are drinking alcohol, they're going to let their guard down and there won't be social distancing, and that's the major issue and the reason why you were treated so differently from restaurants. Do you agree with that?
You know, I think she has a point there, and what we would like to do, though, is we would like to be able to encourage our patrons to bring food, which many times they do anyway, and during normal operations. We'd like to be able to bring or invite food trucks in front of our building. But I'd also like to point out that even at restaurants, there's nothing saying that you have to order food when you sit down. So there's really not much of a difference there.
Right. It's a distinction without a difference, because you're right. You can do that right now. And people, I'm sure, are. They just go there. You order drinks. They don't say, oh, we have to order food as well. They're currently doing what this is sort of restricting others from being able to do.
Yep.
And it's an industry that's tough hit. It sounds like you guys have figured out a pivot and a little bit of a way to generate income in the meantime. But so many of the bars and restaurants are not in that same position.
Right. Well, we think we have, and we have lots of local restaurants here that are offering takeout and delivery now. So there's lots of options for people.
Yeah, Hagen, just tell us. We just have a few seconds here, but tell us, if we were to go by and were to order something to go, what would be the beer you'd recommend, or you got any recommendations of stuff your customers are really liking these days?
Oh, for these hot days, you got to go with a Helles Lager or with our house lager, which we just call lager. But you know, if you like wheat beers, the Hefeweizen, perfect.
Awesome. You came by for the Carnival Wagon when I was with Rokan, and it was so delicious.
Yeah.
So
to
times, it was very fun. And so to time when we can do that again, I hope hope very soon. Thanks, Hagen.
I hope so, too. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good luck with the effort, too. Hagen Dost there. He's the owner of Dovetail Brew Pub in the Ravenswood area, the Ravenswood corridor there, where they have a number of brew pubs. And so he's the one making the appeal on behalf of the other men and women in that industry. We'll see what happens.